The Minister for Gender, Children and Social Protection, Nana Wiyilitha, has called on government agencies, international partners and the public to support the Department of Social Welfare to review adoption processes. This will ensure best practice for effective service delivery and enhance transparent adoption procedure that will put the welfare of the child first. Speaking at a media briefing on the moratorium on adoption, Mrs. Wiyilitha said the interaction will help initiate a media advocacy aimed at increasing public awareness. Nanama Omari has more.
Intercountry adoption has been on the rise because of illegal adoption agencies operating in the country. Due to this, some adoptions have taken place without any data captured at the Department of Social Welfare. Meanwhile, only three international agencies, the Friends of Children in Italy, Bethany USA, and Adoption Centrum in Sweden, have been licensed to operate in Ghana. The Minister for Gender, Children and Social Protection, Nana Wiyilitha, therefore put a temporary suspension on adoption, saying that children are at times abused and forced into child labour when proper procedures are not followed. She said the setting up of a central authority at the Department of Social Welfare will regulate all adoptions across the country in ensuring that the vulnerable, especially children, are protected.
This moratorium aims at streamlining and restructuring the role of the Department of Social Welfare in the adoption process in order to bring about a more transparent and standardized guideline that the general public would appreciate and understand. All emergency cases are to be forwarded to the adoption desk at the headquarters of the Department of Social Welfare.
That was the Minister for Gender, Children and Social Protection, Nana Wiyilitha, ending that report by Nanama Omari.